Okay, here's a little experiment I'd like you to think about. One of these evenings, go into a room in your home and see if you can make it completely dark. Turn off the overhead light, close the curtains that are letting light in from the street lamps outside. Maybe there's a night light or a phone charger with a glowing LED, unplug that. Stuff a blanket in the crack under the door so the hall light can't be seen. If you eliminate all the light from all the sources you can see, it should be completely dark. But what if it wasn't? That's roughly the experience astronomers studying data from NASA's New Horizons probe had recently. New Horizons is on the outer edge of our solar system and able to look into the deep black of space, where no light was expected. But it saw a glow, a very faint glow that astronomers are still trying to understand. Todd Lauer, an astronomer with the National Optical Infrared Astronomy Research Laboratory in Tucson, Arizona, led the team that spotted the glow. Dr. Lauer, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thank you.
Now, we know that New Horizons flew past Pluto in 2015, so it's beyond that now, way out there. Tell me about how it saw this mysterious light.
Well, we weren't looking for it deliberately. New Horizons is a planetary mission. And we've been looking at distant objects in the Kuiper Belt as well. But just taking distant pictures, we get pictures of the background sky. And so we wanted to ask the simple question, how dark is it? And we had to go through an exercise like you just described, you know, turning off all lights or making sure that all the light sources were accounted for. And what we found when we were done is a little bit more light than we thought was there or should be there. And so that's interesting. Space is not completely black. There is a very faint glow. It's very faint, but it's more than we can explain from known sources. So it's a little component of the universe that we've uncovered.
So what was the idea? You just took a piece of black sky and just tried to see how black it really was?
Yeah, more or less, we have an archive that holds all the data we've taken over the entire mission, and we searched through the archive for images that weren't close to bright stars, that weren't buried in the Milky Way, that weren't back looking towards the sun where we'd get glare into the instrument. And so we said, here's a set of images that should represent a good look at the dark sky as New Horizons would see it. And then once we had that set, we went through the exercise of meticulously taking them apart and accounting for all the light sources that we could think of.
So what did you end up with? What does this light look like in the images?
Well, it looks like noise. If I showed you an image, it's full of bright stars. There's some bright galaxies. There's cosmic rays that make little spots on the thing. And then there's noise from the camera itself. And so it's about as exciting as looking at, you know, a blank image on the TV. It's just static. So, you know, it's nothing really obvious that you can see. If you think of a little needle, you know, registering a level, it just twitches a little bit above zero. It's barely perceptible, but it's not zero.
How strong, or I guess how dim is this glow?
It's pretty dim. The way I might describe it in earthbound terms is imagine that you're out in the country and it's a moonless night and you have a neighbor a mile down the road. And the neighbor goes into his kitchen at 3 a.m. for leftovers and opens the door of the refrigerator. It's about getting that much light from a mile away is about equivalent to what we're seeing from the distant universe. So it's not like, oh my gosh, you know, there's light everywhere. It's really digging down into the limits of what the camera can do when we start to see this. And I should add that the Hubble Space Telescope, which is a superbly sensitive instrument, is, however, you know, in the inner solar system, and the light from the sun shining on dust in the space around the Earth makes a brighter sky than what we have with New Horizons. And so Space Telescope, you can't see this. It's not sensitive enough just because its own sky, as dark as it is still too bright.
Oh, it's sort of like you have to get out of the city to see the stars. and Hubble is still within the city, but New Horizons is out in the country.
That's exactly right. That's the perfect way of looking at it.
So if this glow, or noise, as you say, is not coming from galaxies, it just seems to be coming from everywhere, what do you think could be the source?
So our effort was mainly just to try to see what was there. And when we were done, we kind of publish it and say, here it is. You all figure it out. The first and obvious question is, did you count the galaxies correctly? Maybe there are stars that have been ripped off of the galaxies when they merge and interact with each other so that it makes a diffuse background. That's also possible. There are a couple wilder suggestions. One is, you know, the universe is filled with dark matter. Some people have thought that it might be particles that interact and occasionally annihilate each other, and that might produce light. That's more speculative. And of course, there's a nasty possibility that maybe we weren't clever enough to ask about how good our camera is and how, you know, light gets into it from various sources. So maybe there is something going on. That's the crack, you know, under the door you didn't seal up. I jokingly asked around the project, you know, maybe somebody put navigation lights on the spacecraft just because it would look cool, you know, to have blinking red and green lights. And I was assured that no, we didn't have navigation lights. But it's always one of these things, right? You eliminate everything you can think of, but then somebody says, well, did you think of that? And said, oh, no, I guess we missed that.
So the universe just might be presenting us with a new mystery to solve. It's a good time for astronomers, I guess.
One of my pleasures of being an astronomer is you can ask questions like this. And our question was very simple. How dark is space? And you set out to try to answer that. And you say, you learned something you didn't know about, or that's surprising. And we haven't exhausted ourselves that way yet. So, yeah, there will always be mysteries, I hope.
Dr. Lauer, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Todd Lauer is an astronomer with the National Optical Infrared Astronomy Research Laboratory in Tucson, Arizona.